Welcome. Welcome on this holy and joyful night. Welcome. Welcome to you who frequent this church. There are some of you I see all the time. Welcome to some of you who come occasionally, maybe once or twice a year or when you're in town. Welcome to all of you who have never been here before. Welcome to you who are here out of desire. Welcome to you who are here out of duty. It is Christmas, after all. Welcome to you who aren't sure why you are here. Welcome. There is a hymn that we sometimes sing called Gather Us In by Marty Hagen. And it begins, one of the verses is like this. Gather us in the lost and forsaken, gather us in the blind and the lame, gather us in the rich and the haughty, gather us in the proud and the strong. Well, that just about covers all of us. Tonight is about gathering. Gathering from all walks of life, all nationalities, all languages. Gathering as individuals, as families to which we were born, with families that we have created, with friends. Gathering with strangers, as we do here tonight, with many people we've never met or seen before and may never meet or see again. Gathering even if we aren't sure that we believe in the story that we celebrate tonight. Because after all, who would have thought that a wee baby born to very humble people in a smelly stable surrounded by animals would cause people to gather? Not only then, shepherds, angels, wise ones, but now, you and me and all of us together, and from generation to generation, from then until now, we have gathered. Tonight, we are part of something that touches the hearts of all who dream, all who wonder, and all who hope. In part of my life, I spent a number of years living in New Zealand. And if you've ever lived, wherever you grew up, is what you get used to. Having a winter Christmas is what I thought Christmas was kind of about. Until I found myself in a warm climate, near a beach, at Christmas time. They had lights of penguins in the streets, but you couldn't see the penguins because it only got dark at like midnight. You had to go out at 1 a.m. to see the Christmas lights. It was a bizarre experience for me living there at Christmas. It didn't feel right, it didn't smell right, it didn't look right, and it sure didn't feel right. But it was still Christmas. And for the first number of years, I was related to a parish. I was a priest then, too, and attended a church regularly and helped out at other churches. And then one Christmas, my life had changed. My marriage had ended. All of my friends, all my family were here in Canada. I had changed jobs, and I was working in a secular industry. And I didn't feel like I could attend the church I had been going to because I had gone there always with my husband. And they would have welcomed me, but I wasn't sure where I belonged. I had many invitations from friends to go and do something with them, but none of them felt right. Until my one friend invited me to go to her house Christmas Eve and to go horseback riding on the beach. It was too intriguing. I couldn't imagine doing such a thing on Christmas Eve. So I did. I went, and we went horseback riding through the waves on the beach on Christmas Eve. It was a bit surreal, but it was lovely. and we talked about things that we had never talked about before and shared experiences from our life that I think only one might do on Christmas Eve. And I went home and went to bed and woke alone on Christmas morning. And I was struck by the peacefulness of a summer's morning on Christmas morning. I was struck about how peaceful I felt in a place where there had often been stress and strife. And I was struck that I was experiencing all this, and yet I was alone. Now, I did go to other family and to friends later in the day, but that Christmas morning taught me about the importance of Christmas. It sure wasn't the gifts, because there weren't any. It sure wasn't the tree, because if you could find a tree in New Zealand to use as a Christmas tree, it would be quite a miracle. And it sure wasn't the family, because none of them were there. And it sure wasn't the routine of making turkey and doing all of those wonderful things, because I wasn't going to do that for myself. And there was no snow, or snowshoeing, or snowball fights. But what I learned, and there was no church, which is kind of weird for a priest, don't you think? But the good news about not going to church that Christmas was I learned what it really meant. I believe that Christmas that year and ever since has been marked by the gathering, in. People who gathered me in when I was alone, and people whom since I have gathered in into my heart and into my life. Because the gathering shows us the wonder, doesn't it, of each other. No matter who we are or what our status in life is, no matter how much we own or how much we profess to believe, it's the gathering, it's the looking into others' eyes, it's the embrace, it's the sharing that teaches us about the wonder, the dream, and the hope that I think God hoped to show us. So we're gathering tonight to sing carols and to remember a baby's birth and to celebrate the gift of a life that went on, Jesus' life. And we're gathering together to do it all, with friend, with family, with stranger, and with neighbor. Jesus came not just for us to have Christmas and exchange gifts and have a good time, but to give us a glimpse of a God who is so much more than we can ever imagine. A God who walks with us in pain, who sings with us in joy, who cries with us in turmoil, and who blesses us in peace, whether we're alone or whether we have a companion. God is there. Gather us in, not in the dark of buildings confining, not in some heaven light years away, but here, in this place, the new light is shining. Now is the kingdom, now is the day. Gather us in and hold us forever. Gather us in and make us your own. Gather us in, all peoples together, fire of love in our flesh and our bone. So tonight we gather around a little baby born a long time ago in a smelly stable to humble parents. And as we have gathered and continue to, may we take out something from this night. May we take out into our frozen world that needs it so badly dreams, wonderment, hope, and joy as gifted by God and experienced here together this holy night. Amen.